Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. This is music from singer-songwriter Alistair Mook, who lives in Medford and whose new album is called Singing Our Way Through, Songs for the World's Bravest Kids.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ee, ee, I feel fine. I'm a little monkey swinging on a monkey vine.
Back in the 1990s, Mook established himself in Boston's folk scene, but for a while now, he's been dedicating himself to family music, music that reaches kids but doesn't talk down to them. And for Alistair Mook and his wife Jane, this music is very personal. They have six-year-old twin daughters, Cleo and Elsa, and 1 year ago, Cleo was diagnosed with leukemia.
So to help Cleo, Mook picked up his guitar and started singing to her about the cancer, about losing her hair, about being brave. This song is called I'm a Little Monkey.
Swing so low, swing so high, swinging right up to the sky. Ooh, ooh,
Alistair Mook and his family have been singing their way through the challenges of cancer for the past year, and he's hoping this new album will help others do the same. And he joins us in the studio right now with his guitar in hand. And Alistair Mook, welcome to Radio Boston. It's great to have you in here, and thank you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I love this story. It's also, I have to admit, it makes me sad, but you come across so hopeful, as your music does. We mentioned your daughter, Cleo. I want you to just tell me a little bit more about this album, Singing Our Way Through Songs, and how it came to be.
Well, it started with that song, I'm a Little Monkey, when we spent the first month in the hospital, when Cleo was in there. I brought my guitar in and we started writing songs together. And that was the first one. I asked her, what did she want to write a song about? She said a monkey. And I asked her, what do monkeys do? She said, they swing on vines and they eat bananas. And that's what we ended up writing about. And in retrospect, I realize there's a line in there that says, I feel fine, I'm a little monkey swinging on a monkey vine. And it was sort of a little protest song. I think she was standing up herself to cancer.
That's nice. I mean, did she actually collaborated with you on the writing in a way? I mean, is that what it felt like?
She did on that song and another song called Take a Little Walk With Me that we wrote that month. And then I kept writing songs after we got home and cancer became the new normal for our family. I just did what I've always done, which is just write about what's going on around me, and that was this.
And tell us how Cleo is doing today, first of all.
She's doing really well. It's her kind of leukemia. It's a two-year treatment plan, and the second year is less intense than the first year, so we've just rounded that corner in the last few weeks, and it's been, you know, everything that we're facing since the beginning of this has been not cancer, it's been cancer treatment. You know, the cancer, as far as we know, went away at the beginning, but with leukemia, it can hide anywhere in the body, so you have to keep treating it aggressively. And it's these really difficult drugs that they put in her body that's the hardship.
Sure. And tell me what this process of making music with you, of having her dad singing about this, has done for her.
Well, you know, I wrote that. The first song that I wrote after we left the hospital was the song When I Get Bald. And it was an issue, you know, it's the most visible part of cancer, and it has the social aspects that come with it. It's difficult. You know, in some ways it's a blessing that Cleo is six. She's not self-conscious the way an older kid would be. But, you know, it's your changing appearance. It's a big deal.
Sure.
And so as we were talking through that, I wrote that song as a way to help prepare her for what was coming, and to try to help her feel a sense of ownership about this, that it doesn't have to be something to be embarrassed about. It can be cool to be bald.
Well, you've brought your guitar, and you're going to play us this song, and I'd love to hear it. This is When I Get Bald, right?
All right, yeah.
Alistair Mook, thanks so much.
When I get bald, there I'll be. out in the world, flying free, walking around with my head held high. When I get bald, I won't be shy. I might use my hair to make a nest for all the birds to take a rest. The birds will sing, they'll squawk and squall. Yes, I'll be loved when I get bald. When I get bald, I'm gonna have a ball. I'm gonna wear big boots, wear overalls. I'm gonna draw a face on the back of my head. I'm gonna call that face Backhead Fred. Me and Fred, we're gonna look so sweet. We're gonna look both ways when we cross the street. Me and Fred, gonna stand real tall. Gonna look real cool when I get bald. When I get bald, I'm gonna laugh with Dad. I'm gonna reminisce about the hair we had. 'Cause I laugh more, 'cause it's understood. Mine will be back, his is gone for good. When I get bald, I'll prove I can show the world just who I am. Let them look, yeah, let them stare at one brave kid who's got no hair. Let them look, let them stare at one brave kid who's got no hair.
All right, that's Alistair Mook singing When I Get Bald. The song is off his new CD called Singing Our Way Through Songs for the World's Bravest Kids. Alistair Mook, that's terrific. You've got a great blues voice. I just love hearing you sing.
Thank you.
I want to point this out to our listeners. You made a really sweet music video for this song, which we have a link to on our website at radioboston.org. And the video shows you, your daughter Cleo, and a couple of your bandmates in the barbershop getting your heads shaved. And what I like about this and this message, there isn't a hint of sentimentality to it. I mean, you're just sort of telling it like it is. And this is sort of leading to a question about your view of family music, of music that is accessible to kids. It doesn't talk down to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I got into this, I switched sort of from focusing on adult music to focusing on family music, after the girls were born. And, my heroes, my music heroes were Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Taj Mahal, Lead Belly, and all of these people were guys that made music for kids and adults, and they didn't draw such sharp distinctions between those audiences. It was just music for people. So that was my goal when I started this. And I've since realized there's a pattern with every musician who turns their attention to this. They all think they're the first ones that are going to do that. And then you get into it and you find out that there's this whole group of kindie musicians, independent kid musicians that have this approach to music. And there's Dan Zanes is one of them, and several people who sang on this album with me, Elizabeth Mitchell and the Okie Dokie Brothers, who won the Grammy last year. These are all groups that just sort of approach family music as music. Mm. And include kids as part of that audience.
And this music, which is dealing with the journey that your daughter is going through, fighting leukemia, it's so important. You've gotten a lot of great response. Tell me a little bit about that. Who is interested in this?
Well, the album is, the focus of the album is to get this into the hands of patient families around the country and to hospitals to get out to their patients. That's why I made it, when I ended up with 13 songs, some that I wrote, a few covers of songs that felt like I was examining this from different angles. I started to feel like these are songs that may be useful to other families. So I put together a fundraiser, and we raised a nice chunk of money, more than I had expected. And so I was able to go in and make the record the way I wanted to, make that video. And now the goal is to get it out there. And you know, this is new territory because hospitals, it's not the usual.
Right.
They're not used to having musicians approach them. But this past week has been a sort of a crazy whirlwind. We put the album out on Tuesday this week, and that day I had done this interview with Katie Couric. It was a web interview, which just sort of happened, and that led to something else, and now there's going to be a Good Morning America segment about this sometime in the next few weeks.
And here you are on Radio Boston. You
and
can't
you know what?
Top that. Right?
This is much more exciting to me because I'm an NPR junkie, and if I wasn't here, I'd be listening to the show.
Well, listeners, we're talking to Alistair Mook. His new album is called Singing Our Way Through, Songs for the World's Bravest Kids. And Alistair, you're going to do another song for us. This is a rap, I understand, called Brave.
Is Anthony, right? This is a new musical niche. It's called medical hip-hop, and I have sort of completely invented this. This song is called B-R-A-V-E and goes like this. B-R-A-V-E, I'm brave, I'm brave, I'm brave. I will not be afraid. I let the nurses put me on a scale and then I'm weighed, I'm weighed, I'm weighed. I also give my height. And if you ask me nice to take my blood pressure, I might, I might, I might, I might just be all right. If I can be R-A-V-E, I think I'll be all right. It's fine. Okay. I'll let you take my temp. If you would ask to stick it in my ear, then I'll assent. Or underneath my arm. Or even neath my tongue. But let's just leave it there before this whole thing comes undone. 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 This song's been almost sung. But now we're getting to the point where things get way less fun. A needle's meant for sewing. A needle's meant for thread. But when you say that needle's meant for me, I lose my head. I'm gonna have to yell. I'm gonna have to scream. And the volume of the scream, I'm warning you, will be obscene. What's that? You're done? You got just what you need? But I didn't get to scream. I barely got to beg or plead. You know, guess what? I think that I'm okay. I'm walking out of here with just a tiny Ram Band 8. I guess I'm fine. That is what it must be. We're done. I'm fine. I did my time. I'm B-R-A-V-E.
All right. Nice job. Alistair Mook singing B-R-A-V-E, a new genre of medical hip-hop from his CD, Singing Our Way Through, Songs for the World's Bravest Kids. You know, despite the fact these songs are written for families, cancer is a difficult subject for obviously for anyone, including especially children. Were you ever worried that some of this material might just go over their heads?
Over the heads of kids?
Yeah.
No. Not kids who live in this world. You know, it's funny. Putting this album out has sort of opened my eyes to something that you lose track of when you're in this world, which is just how powerful and scary a word cancer is. I mean, I can remember before we got into this that it was a terrifying word, but now it's part of our life. And in the community of kids that we see every week at the Jimmy Fund Clinic where we go, you know, this is just part of their lives. And these kids, you know, it's easy to fall into cliches when you talk about kids that are dealing with difficult stuff, but it's pretty amazing to watch children deal with serious illness, because when they feel terrible, they feel terrible. But when they feel good, they're kids, and they don't sit back and ask a lot of why me, you know? It's not part of the psyche. And so there's something very sort of organically joyful about being around kids who are dealing with difficult stuff. It makes you realize that there's a lot to appreciate. So when I made this album, it didn't feel sentimental, and it also didn't feel like there was anything really off the table here that I couldn't write about.
Well, Alistair, it's a really lovely collection of songs. I want to thank you for coming in today, and I want to leave you time to play us out on something. Tell us what you're going to play.
Well, one of the other subject matters here is the idea of siblings. You know, Cleo has a twin sister, and this has been a really difficult year. And in some ways, mentally, psychologically,
sure,
it's been harder for her. So this song's called "Have You Ever Been Jealous?" And it's a song that's meant to sort of acknowledge that feeling without necessarily giving a solution.
Now, Alistair, before you start playing, yeah, I just want to say that your new album is called Singing Our Way Through Songs for the World's Bravest Kids, and you're going to be performing next Monday and Thursday on the Boston Common as part of the Outside the Box Festival. So
indeed,
just
yeah,
wanted to say that. So go ahead. Take us out on Have You Ever Been Jealous?
All right. Well, and I should also tell people that they can find this album at singingourway.com. All right. When I say have you ever been jealous, if you guys have any time in between promo stuff, you can just shout it back at me. I'm going to do it too, all right? It goes like this. Have you ever been jealous of a sister or a brother for getting more attention from your father or your mother? Have you ever been jealous of a brother or a sister 'cause of something they got? It ain't fair, mister. Have you ever been jealous? The feeling's so real. Have you ever been jealous? I know how you feel. Have you ever wanted
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
It's a pretty good bet that the feeling you had was that life was unfair. Let me tell you something, brother, I have been there. Have you ever been jealous? 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 Ever been jealous? I know how you feel. Have you ever had a sister or a brother who's ill? Have you ever wished that you could be the one with the pills? Have you ever had a brother or a sister who's sick? Did you wish you could switch so you'd get more gifts? Have you ever kind of wished you could be someone else? I know how you feel. I've been there myself. All right, you guys help me. Ready? Have you ever been jealous? 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 I know how you feel. One more. Envious, covetous, and dissatisfied, moping around with the big green eyes, resentful, unhappy, bitter, and mean. Feeling so angry that you just want to scream. Dragging around a great big gripe. Listen up, sister, I know what that's like. Have you ever been jealous? Have you ever been? Have you ever been jealous? Have you ever been jealous? Ever been jealous? Have you ever been jealous? Have you ever been jealous? I know how you feel.